Here are some examples of visible leaders in UK companies. Lord Sife was the chairman of the chain store Marks & Spencer's until 1984. He kept close contact with staff at all levels in the large organization. One habit of his was to ring a few stores at 5 p.m. closing time on a Saturday to ask the sales staff how the day's business had gone. In this way, he showed the staff that their chairman had not forgotten them. Another example of visible leadership is Brian Nelson of Bulmers, the cider-producing company. Although Nelson is the group managing director, he goes out once every 6 months to work as a driver's assistant delivering goods in a company truck. This allows him to learn about the smaller details of the delivery system and also again shows the workers that their boss has not forgotten them. These leaders also provide a clear mission for their organizations. They must first know what their mission or goal is and must then persuade the staff to follow them. The advertising company Saatchi & Saatchi, for example, always include a written statement about the goals of their company in each company annual report. This is positive leadership. Finally, a good leader must set out clear values for the company. This is important in relation to issues discussed earlier, such as environmental issues and societal values.